Mystery of Mysteries, June 27. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. What a mystery of mysteries! It is difficult for the reason to grasp the majesty of Christ, the mystery of redemption. The shameful cross has been upraised, the nails have been driven through his hands and feet, and the cruel spear has pierced to his heart, and the redemption price has been paid for the human race. Redemption is an inexhaustible theme, worthy of our closest contemplation. It passes the comprehension of the deepest thought, the stretch of the most vivid imagination. Were Jesus with us today, he would say to us as he did to his disciples, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." Jesus longed to open before the minds of his disciples deep and living truths, but their earthliness, their clouded, deficient comprehension made it impossible. The want of spiritual growth closes the door to the rich rays of light that shine from Christ. Those who have been diligently working in the mines of God's Word, and have discovered the precious ore in the rich veins of truth, in the divine mysteries that have been hidden for ages, will exalt the Lord Jesus, the source of all truth, by revealing in their characters the sanctifying power of what they believe. Jesus and his grace must be enshrined in the inner sanctuary of the soul. Then he will be revealed in words, in prayer, in exhortation, in the presentation of sacred truth. The mystery of the cross explains all other mysteries. In the light that streams from Calvary, the attributes of God which had filled us with fear and awe appear beautiful and attractive. Mercy, tenderness, and parental love are seen to blend with holiness, justice, and power. While we behold the majesty of his throne, high and lifted up, we see his character in his gracious manifestations, and comprehend, as never before, the significance of that endearing title, Our Father.